think about that?
That's true. I do feel that way.
Yes. Well, all right. Well, you see, you're still alive. You're still okay. Aren't you? Ultimately?
Yes.
Well, then isn't it all right for you to have experienced all this loss of control because you seem to be doing just fine in never having had any control?
Yeah, it's okay.
You see, that's the secret. Again, as soon as it's okay for you to not be in control, you're in control. Make sense? This is not just a play on words. It is not just a pretty sounding philosophy. As soon as it's okay that you're not in control and never have been, you're in control. Because it's okay. And when you say it's okay, it's really not a game of fooling yourself. If it's really okay, you're in control. If it's okay that you're not in control and never have been, then you're in control. You are, really are. That's the paradox. And it's instantaneous. It shifts instantaneously. Give up this idea that you're going to lose control. You've lost it. It's gone. In fact, you never had it. So give up this game that you're going to lose control, and then you'll have nothing to be afraid of. You see? Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
Does that make sense to you? Not just intellectually. Do you feel the sense in that? Even a little bit?
Yes.
All right. How does it feel that what I have said might be true?
Well,
oh, a sigh. I'll take that as progress. A sigh is letting go. A sigh is the first sign of self-healing.
It feels like I'm a little more centered.
You are a lot more centered. Remember this and practice the idea of it being okay for you to never have been in control ever. And then know that because that's okay, you're in control because everything's just fine. And this is the information that is coming from your future self, which you knew. And that is true, and I will verify that from you. All right?
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. You.
Good evening, my very dear. I love you so much.
Our love to you as well. Good day.
Thank you. I have a question about some dogs. I remember some time ago...
Question about some dogs.
Yes. And I want to say that a year or so ago, I was talking with you about giving away plants, and you were saying to me that this was related with the situation about my little ones or grandchildren in another...
Yes.
Okay. Well, now I find myself dealing with dogs, but curiously, these are not... my dogs, however, they're dogs that need some help, and horses. So I'm now involved in the business of finding homes for dogs and horses.
All right, finding homes for dogs and horses.
And the question is this.
Yes,
There's a shepherd named Rex who is in a not a good situation.
A king shepherd.
He's a beautiful dog. He's so sweet.
Oh, all right.
And
what is the not a good situation you are describing?
He's captive in a yard where he's not taken good care of. He's desperate to get out. And my question is, I'm looking for a home for this dog.
Are you suggesting that this animal is not connected to a human?
Well, this is my question, Bashar. Thank you for your intuitiveness here. Am I being out of line in intercepting this process because this dog is connected but is not receiving any kind of appropriate care?
Do you feel in your terminology that the animal is being abused?
Absolutely, yes.
Have you spoken to what you call your appropriate authorities on this subject?
Yes.
And?
The veterinarian I spoke with said the best thing you can do is steal the dog. And so that's what I'm... But I don't need to. I've already talked to the owner, and I think I can do it without doing that.
You can do what?
Be the link between a placement for this animal and its present situation.
Are you suggesting that